My sisters and brothers, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Thank you. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Well, once again, good morning. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. My friends, the Feast of Epiphany has the makings of high drama. It features long journeys, a guiding star, ominous danger, holy dreams, a great escape, and a threatened child, a holy innocent, a baby. If J.R.R. Tolkien had written it, he likely would have titled it Lord of the Kings. But Tolkien did not write the story. St. Matthew did. It is not a story of fantasy, but a story of faith. And what a story it is. Most likely, each and every one of us could tell the story, not only with the details that Matthew offers, but we could, and we likely would, include the details that have been added over the years. And by years, I mean centuries. Allow me to elaborate. Matthew tells of the Magi. Magi were a caste of wise men, variously associated with the interpretation of dreams, Zoroastrianism, astrology, and magic. It was later that these Magi were identified as kings, as believed foretold in Isaiah 49 and 60. The scriptures do not say there were only three wise men. There could have been many more. The number settled at three, likely deducted, scholars conclude, from the three gifts as identified in verse 11 of Matthew's account. As times passed, the three kings were more specifically identified by name, as Caspar, Balthazar, and Melchior. And in further time, Caspar became a person of color. Many scholars understood these three to be representative of the Gentile world in all its racial diversity, who traveled a great distance and who recognized and paid homage to the Christ child. As for the three gifts, again, scholars have identified them as symbolic recognition of the Christ child's kingship, the gold, the Christ child's divinity, the incense, the Christ child's future redemptive suffering, the myrrh. Their gifts inspire our custom of gift-giving at Christmas, a notion that is good to remember as one walks through Macy's or Joe Banks or Best Buy when looking for ideas. The term epiphany is derived from a Greek word meaning appearance or manifestation. The feast of the Epiphany is the feast we celebrate, and it is our recognition of God's appearance or manifestation of God's self to all humanity. While Luke's gospel tells of this manifestation to the shepherds, the people of Israel, Matthew's gospel tells of this manifestation to the Magi, the Gentile people. Again, scholars recognize and agree that this reflects the belief that God's appearance or manifestation of God's self in the person of Jesus is for all people. My friends, in Christ, I believe that the story of Christmas is still being told. The mystery of God's incarnation is still being revealed. We continue to seek to understand this event as individuals and as a Christian community. And as long as we continue to sin, the mystery of the incarnation will continue to have unrealized meaning. As for the church's extended celebration of Christmas by way of an octave and a season, I think it's great. The older I get, the more I appreciate it. Further, I think retailers are missing a golden opportunity by limiting the celebration of Christmas to just one day. And while we, the church, celebrate it for a few weeks, a season. And let me just add, if any of you are retailers or economists and take up my notion, I want credit for the idea. And I have a church full of witnesses to support my claim. More seriously, on this great feast of Epiphany, I wish to ask you some questions. And I presume to ask that you take and consider them seriously and carefully. Your answers will be personal, and they may not be so simple. So, if I may, pay attention to the questions as well as to what they generate within you as you consider your answer. So here are my questions. In what areas of your life has the light of Christ shown itself? What difference has it made? Are you grateful? Are you able to rejoice and join the angels in their hosanna? Further and more challenging, in what areas of your life are you still wandering, seeking the light of a star that will lead you to the light of Christ? Here's a hint. It may be where you least expect it. I have often heard it said that Christmas is for children of all ages. As I grow older, I believe wiser. I am coming to believe that Christmas is for adults. We need it the more we encounter our doubts and discouragements, often caused by what life throws at us. We need its gifts, its hope, its promise, its fulfillment. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that we need its abundant grace. My friends in Christ, there was no doubt in God's mind either. I presume to conclude these remarks with one final question, which may be the most important, and the answer may be the most revealing of the true nature and depth of your faith. If you, today, had the opportunity to join the Magi in visiting the baby Jesus, or for that matter, the adult Jesus, knowing who he is, what gift would you bring and why?